And on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, let's visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Is this a beautiful fall or what?
I know. I mean, perfect temperatures. I'm out walking the dog. You enjoy the sunshine, but yet it's just the perfect. It's like you ordered it and it was delivered or something. Don't you think, Paul?
Yeah.
It's just so gorgeous out.
Yeah, and then it's supposed to stay like this at least for another week or so.
Yeah, that's what I was watching, too. You know, I mean, usually Gary keeps me up on what the temperatures are going to be, but I actually looked up the weather myself to see how long this good stuff is going to last.
Yep. And not only is the temperature nice, but, boy, the scenery with the leaves turning color. And
I know. I went meandering a little bit this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, it's just so beautiful to even just be in a drive. I went to some of the areas, you know, that were a little more wooded, and you got to see all the different trees and the colors. And, yeah, I would think, you know, any kind of a drive now with the gorgeous weather is going to just be a beautiful drive.
That's right. Well, fill us in on what's happening at the Appleton Public Library, Cindy.
Well, you know, October is here, and so we've got a lineup of all sorts of interesting activities. We've got Steve Sayrood here on Wednesdays, and so he'll be here on the 6th of October, as well as the 20th of October from 4 to 6 p.m. Keep that in mind. You can just stop and drop in or call and make an arrangement with us to meet with him, whatever works for you. He is so patient, and he helps you with your iPad, your laptop, your cell phone, any kind of electronic device. You know, he also works with, you know, ESL, GED, all sorts of things, because he's such a patient guy. And so keep that in mind. Also, this coming Wednesday at 3:30, we are showing the movie Boss Baby, Family Business. And so if you're interested in joining us, we've got that at 3:30 p.m. We've got a lineup of different kids' activities on Wednesdays. In fact, on the 13th, we're going to have an escape room for grades 2 on up. You know, it's super nice if you register so we know how many people to expect, because we're going to be serving some pizza, and it's our first go-around with this escape room. But, you know, if you can't, you know, guarantee whatever, we understand, but it would be great if you can register.
Mm-hmm.
Also, on Wednesday the 15th, we are offering, I better stick with the kids' things. On the 20th, that Wednesday, we're offering a take and make for children and families. And then we have Lego Club on the 27th. So all those are all of our kid activities or after-school activities. For adults, we've got an adult craft class that we're offering on the 12th, but the class is full already, and it's making a vintage sign. We are taking, you know, a wait list and things like that. And then we're also going to be offering a metal pumpkin mini take and make on the 15th for adults. And then, of course, we've got our book club that meets on the 25th, and we're reading The Sanatorium by Sarah Pierce. It is about a sanitarium that has been renovated into a high-end hotel.
Wow.
Doesn't it have creepy all over
yep.
it, though?
Yep, it's Halloween time.
I know, so it's the perfect time. And so, yeah, lots of different exciting things going on. Check our Facebook page, you know, look at our website, all those different things. So, yeah, lots of exciting things. And, of course, we're in the month of book reveals or releases, however you want to look at it.
Yeah.
So that kind of segues into what are you reading or what are we reading. And so new in hardcover fiction, we've got a James Patterson and Nancy Allen book called The Jailhouse Lawyer. It looks like a super interesting book. The young lawyer winds up in an Alabama jail that remains mysteriously crowded. Anyway, and so then Under the Whispering Door by T.G. Clune is when given 7 days to cross over, Wallace tries to pack in a lifetime worth of living in that week. Bewilderment by Richard Powers, and an astrobiologist and single father learns of a neurofeedback treatment that may improve his son's emotional control. So kind of interesting. And Craig Johnson has a new book out. That's the Longmire series. It's the 17th book in the series. It's called Daughter of the Morning Star. New in hardcover nonfiction is Bob Woodward and Robert Costa has a book called Peril, and you maybe heard something about it. It's a Washington Post journalist details the dangers and challenges during the transition to the Biden presidency. There's been a lot of hype about that book.
Yeah, it's been on the news a lot, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there has. And then Vanderbilt, that's also been a lot of hype about it, by Anderson Cooper and Catherine Howe. It's a CNN host and descendant of the Vanderbilt family, charts the rise and fall of the American dynasty. And so I've seen lots of things out there about that as well. Mm-hmm. And then Cassandra Peterson, yours cruelly, Elvira, has a book out about her life.
Elvira is still around, huh?
Yeah, I guess. Okay. I guess. It's kind of interesting.
Yep.
And then Uncontrolled Spread by Scott Gottlieb. It's a former FDA commissioner assesses America's COVID-19 response and prescribes some ways to prepare for other pandemics. I think once we are done with this one, we just want to kind of forget about that for a while. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, we can't. You have be, you know, be prepared. The Speckled Beauty by Rick Bragg is a Pulitzer Prize-winning author, recounts the impact of an ill-behaved stray dog had on him during an uncertain time. So kind of it'll be an interesting book.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, lots of new things are going to be coming out. So if you have a favorite author, make sure to check in with us to see if we can get that book for you, because mm-hmm. we more than likely can.
All right. Good. Yeah,
yeah.
Boy, you know, going back to the escape room, Cindy, I really like that idea. Is that the first time you've done the escape room? Where do you do that at?
Well, we'll do it here at the library and stuff like that. I mean, you know, we'll have a version of the escape room and everything. So we're super pumped about it, though. I mean, you should see how many hours of planning that Georgia has put into this.
Yeah.
So like I said, that's what we're asking. You know, it'd be nice if we knew you were coming, because we're offering free pizza, and that way we have enough supplies and materials. And if we get too many, you know, then we maybe will have to have a second class and stuff like that. So like I said, we're kind of pumped about it, though.
Good. That's very popular, escape rooms.
Mm-hmm. So. I think so, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I know a lot of families and adults that have gone to different places to experience an escape room, too.
All right.
So,
All right. Well, where are you located at, and when's the library open, Cindy?
Well, we are located in the Appleton Civic Center, and our hours are Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. Keep in mind that we do have a 24/7 library with our Libby, which is online downloadables for reading and listening to. So there's something for everyone here, tech stuff, you know, print stuff, a little bit of everything.
All right, real good, Cindy. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of the day, and we'll talk to you next time.
Sounds fabulous. You have a great day, too.
Yep. Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.